The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to Bite by Bite. He is Michael Coleman, the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. I'm Tony Curry. We do a couple of shows here on the TKR. I'm very, very proud of those shows and happy to have a mission-minded and Bite by Bite. And of course, on this particular day, it is Memorial Day. We're working, brother, and it's so good to be working with you on this very special Monday. But we thought we'd go ahead and talk about our vets and how they're affected by hunger and insecurities and everything that you got going on. I would imagine we've talked about school children. We've talked about rural areas, but we don't talk about our vets a whole lot and how they're impacted by food insecurities in this country.
Yeah, you're right. It's one of the first issues that I dealt with when I came here. And I just want to start off thinking about, you know, I served 21 years in the Army. I was deployed to Desert Shield, Desert Storm. And while that was not, I did not have to go through near what many of our brave men and women have gone through in terms of it was not, I never felt like I was fixing to die. Mm-hmm. And nor did I see a lot of the terrible things that have been seen over there. But so many people have joined our armed forces and have lost their life in defense of an idea and the love of their country, and are certainly worthy of all the honor that we could put forth. And so many, I mean, I get it gets cliche, freedom's not free, all that kind of stuff. But the reality is, you know, United States of America is the greatest experiment that's ever happened in our world's history. And it's been made possible because we are free to think and discuss and live our way that we think is right. And if it weren't for people willing to fight for those ideals to the point of losing their life, I doubt we would still have it. And so very thankful for those who have done it. To that end, I know this is, you know, people sometimes ask, what's the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? Well, Memorial Day is to remember the lives that were lost. Veterans Day is just to celebrate those who have participated in our country's defense, not necessarily lost their lives. But when it comes to food insecurity, I'm amazed lots of times at how much need there is. Last year, we did a mobile pantry. And for those who may not know what that is, that's where we take typically a box truck of food. It may have about 10 pallets, totes of food, probably 12,000 pounds of mm-hmm. food. And volunteers will bag it up in sacks, and people just are in their cars. It's just a mobile pantry, just drives through. We hand them the bag, and they just keep going. And we were able to dispense a whole truckload very quickly. But we did it out in partnership at the VA facility in East Montgomery. And we had trucks and cars wrapped around the corner. And even when we were done, we had already been serving for over 2 hours. We didn't have any food left. There was still a long line, you know, of vehicles. And there's all sorts of factors. You know, lots of times there's a stigma. People stand in food line. Oh, you're lazy. You don't want to work. Well, typically veterans don't have that kind of stigma, because when they come out of the military, you kind of feel like these are people who are not lazy, who are willing to work or willing to do things, and yet they find themselves in a food line. Number one, it's very challenging for them because they're used to being self-sufficient and taking care of themselves. And so it can feel very demeaning and discouraging to now be dependent on others to be able to meet your meal needs. But it's times like this, I remember those who have survived, whose lives weren't given in war, but they come out of conflict with great trauma in their minds. I mean, if you'll just think about for a second, the number of people who have witnessed IED explosions have been lots of times hurt themselves, but have just witnessed people with body limbs being ripped off, their close friends. And I'm going to tell you, there's a bond when you go to war with a unit, everybody in that unit, it's a special bond because you're in the foxhole fighting for each other's life. and you see that person killed, and then you see it, and then you deploy back and you see more things and you experience more things. And then it's a constant mindset. And then when you come out of that and try to come back to the everyday civilian life, yeah, it's a transition that many of our vets can't make successfully. And so they find themselves challenged to hold on to jobs. They can be affected by loud noises. They can be affected by raised voices. They can be affected easily by just getting up and trying to function in life because they can't sleep at night due to the things that go on in their minds. And all those reasons lead to our veterans, people who are willing to put their life on the country, their life on the line for their country, standing now in need. And I think we need to pay particular attention to this population. I feel like we as a country owe it to people who have placed themselves and given themselves. They wouldn't be in that situation if they had not first sacrificed themselves to be in that situation. So I think, and I'm very thankful for the VA that stepped up over the last 10 or 15 years to really improve services, to meet the needs of vets, mental health. You know, suicide rates are much higher among vets. And that's active duty and, you know, retired. But food insecurity is one of the social determinants of poor health, and one of the easiest ways we can overcome that. And so I'm glad to see the VA now is getting into this field. They're supporting food banks who are trying to reach out to vets and trying to bring them out of the bushes, so to speak, mm-hmm. because they're kind of hidden. They want to stay hidden. They're not people who typically bring their problems on others and just lay it out there. They're people who need our respect, but who need our help, and we need to do it in a way that honors them and honors their service. So we're very committed here, as I know many other food banks are, about reaching this population, just to let them know we love them and we care about them. We know the problem is real. And if we can eliminate that little bit of suffering for them, it's worth every bit of time and expense and effort it takes to reach that population.
Well said, my friend. This is Bite. Bye-bye.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.